industries struggle to make money. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The superintendent of schools in Linden has been arrested for child endangerment. WIBW reports that Brad Marquette was booked into the Osage County Jail last night, charged with endangering a child and interference with a law enforcement officer. Marquette has served as superintendent since 2019. Before that, he was principal of Linden High School. Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems says it will furlough about 700 employees as a result of the ongoing Boeing strike in Seattle. Kylie Cameron has this report.
Spirit says the three-week furloughs will begin October 28th. They will affect employees who work on the 767 and 777 programs. Spirit makes the fuselage for both aircraft, but because of the strike by Boeing machinists, Spirit cannot ship the parts to the Seattle area. Spirit says it does not have room to store the excess fuselages in Wichita. The Boeing strike began in mid-September. Spirit officials say if it continues past Thanksgiving, more furloughs or layoffs could take place. The company has also instituted a hiring freeze and eliminated all overtime and travel to reduce costs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
University of Kansas basketball fans got more than an early peek at the KU men's and women's teams last night. The 40th annual Late Night at the Fog also featured Allen Fieldhouse itself, following a $50 million renovation. Changes include new video boards, seating, more ADA accessible seating, and updated restrooms. As a result of the renovation, the seating capacity has dropped by about 1,000 seats, but more seats now include chairbacks. In other sports news, KU has its homecoming game against the Houston Cougars today, that at 2:30. Kansas State is at West Virginia. They play the Mountaineers at 6:30 this evening. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, winds from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs again in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
East Side, West Side, and you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Beautiful day to go out to the Lawrence Farmers Market, KU Homecoming, or whatever you've got in store. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up in just a minute. It can be so easy to sign up for new services, memberships, credit cards. It can be so hard to cancel them. Coming up, we'll hear about a new government rule saying canceling subscriptions and memberships should be as easy as signing up for them. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. As part of KPR's annual Live Day Friday night, join us for a free evening concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR One stations. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock. Get the details at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also find out more about our live day on this week's KPR Presents. I'll be visiting with Destiny and our music director, Cordelia Brown. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, October 24th through October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
On an American tour, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from painter Titus Kaphar about his first feature film, Exhibiting Forgiveness. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 70s with light winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Sunny for tomorrow. It'll look a lot like today with highs in the upper 70s. We've got a 40% chance of some much-needed rain on Monday with highs again in the upper 70s. It's 54 degrees in Lawrence, 59 in Topeka, 55 in Kansas City, 57 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th annual Zoo Lights, beginning November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
The Rutz Earth theme music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals with a track record of excellence. More information on this year's MacArthur Fellows is at macfound.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with 100% match, doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org.
You can find out more about the Cherry Street Youth Center in Chanute on this week's KPR Presents. I'll be visiting with Jennifer Shields. She's their executive director. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. This year isn't quite over, but it's never too soon to start indulging in nostalgia. This week, a review of our highlights from 2024, starting with a visit from the Secretary of the Treasury, who refused to sign our dollar bills because she said she already had, and a peek at what happens when your loyal host calls in sick at the last minute. All that, plus Bill misremembers the phrase, hot stuff coming through.
Hot food to go.
We'll deliver a hot news quiz right to you after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In this election year, the wars in Gaza and Lebanon have become major flashpoints for Arab American voters in the key swing state of Michigan. Hamas confirmed yesterday its leader was killed this week in an Israeli strike in Gaza while campaigning near.
Learn more at fjc.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies, highs today in the upper 70s. Tomorrow will look a lot like that with the highs in the upper 70s again. It's 58 in Lawrence, 58 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Following program was taped in front of an audience of
puppets. We learn more about this traditional art form that's on an American tour on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. We have a beautiful weekend in store. Sunny skies today for this KU homecoming weekend. Highs today in the upper 70s. Light winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight. Lows in the mid 40s. For tomorrow, sunny highs again in the upper 70s. A good chance of showers on Monday. It's 58 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from...
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR's Morning Edition, which reminds you of the power of one human voice. You turn on the radio some morning, or your device, and you're listening to Morning Edition, and you hear one person telling a story from the other side of the world or from a neighborhood near you, and that voice brings you understanding of the news. Listen to Morning Edition every day.
Ah, the power of radio. Join us for Morning Edition Mondays through Fridays from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Weekend edition from 7 to 10 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions and origins, now through December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. And from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark and Joshua Roman performing on bass, violin, and cello Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from NPR's.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 63 in Lawrence.
My friend Fardo said, Angelica, you need to get married. Look, my husband has a...
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with healthcare coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming again. Mark your calendar for Saturday, December 14th at Liberty Hall, when the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will be back to serenade us with some big band jazz, holiday favorites, and more. Tickets for Big Band Christmas are on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is the time.
Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me tomorrow for KPR Presents as we mark October National LGBTQ History Month. This week on KPR Presents, the fight for gay rights on campus. I'll be visiting with Dr. Kathy Rose Mockery. She's the author of Liberating Lawrence. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on Kansas Public Radio. We've got more of the Moth Radio Hour coming up, and then at noon today, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, the case of Henry D. That's just ahead, following the rest of the Moth Radio Hour. Yeah.
On 105 Live this week, join me, Nick Carswell, as we showcase the best new, original, and noteworthy music from all 105 counties of Kansas. Our live session this week comes from the stage at the Bottleneck in Lawrence, Kansas, with a performance by the Christina Graves Band. With lush, layered, and emotionally rich songs, Christina Graves is our live guest this Saturday for 105 Live on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lane, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, the case of Henry D. 13 parole board members deciding the fate of a man locked up for almost 50 years. That's less than a minute away here on KPR. Sunny skies this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow should look a lot like today with sunny skies, highs again in the upper 70s. We've got a 40% chance of showers in our forecast for Monday. It's 66 degrees in Atchison, 66 here in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan, 67 in Topeka. The time is 12:01. This is KPR.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is American Life.